Blog Talk Radio.
Tuning in to the Next Chapter Widows Ministry Talk Show, a ministry embracing widows. The purpose of our ministry is to exemplify love to regular encouragement and information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. Our scripture read, honor widows that are widows indeed, coming from 1 Timothy 5:3. Well, for the last couple of shows, we've had a series of the alphabet, ABC, all the way through W. And the ABC series is regarding spiritual refreshment for women. And these spiritual refreshment came from a book by Rebecca Currington. So I will continue to go through the series until we get through A through W. We don't have anything for XYZ. The last couple of nights we talked all about the A's, the B's, and now the C's has a lot of pages, so I'm still on C's. We might get to D tonight, but I'm not sure. But let's begin. The first one is about children. The scripture reads, James, the first chapter, the 5th verse. If any of you lack wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him. You can read books and ask others for advice as you raise your children. And most of you probably have already raised your children. But how you can be assured what you're doing is the best for them. Just as your children come with you with questions, take your questions to God, your Heavenly Father. You can't stump him because he knows you and your children intimately. After all, he has created you all. God is the best resources you can have. Children are a gift from God. They are his reward. Psalms 127, the 3rd chapter. If you are a mother, you know how precious your children was when they were growing up. They are your all and all. But first, you must always not praise them, but praising God always. Don't get that mix up. They are bones of your bone and flesh of your flesh. You would not hesitate to protect them with your life. And well, you should, for that's your job. Take a moment, and guess what? It's not until they're 18. These are your children for life. I found that out. I never thought about it, but as I got closer to 18 and knowing that they were going off to college, it doesn't stop there. It's eternal. You will be responsible for those children until they pass away, and we hope that we will pass away before they do. Yes, we are committed for them for life. Take a moment to remember that you are God's child, created in his own image. He gave you his very life to save you, and even now he hovers over you and protecting you. Your children are God's gift for you. You are God's gift for to himself. The next one is choices. Choose life and not death. That's coming from 2 Kings 18, chapter 32nd verse. No matter how good, bad your choices have been in life, there is really just one choice that matters. That is the choice of where you will spend eternity. God has given you a free will, and he expects you to use it. You must choose him consciously, intentionally chooses him, or you will be making a choice by default, a choice against him. The Bible says it is a life and death matter. Your free will is his gift to you. Use it. Choose this day whom you will serve. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. That's coming from Joshua 24th chapter, the 15th verse. Do you wish you could see into the future and know which direction your life will take you if you make this or that choice? Many times I wish I had a crystal ball. But I know sometimes you don't want to see the bad. If there's a bad in that crystal ball, you don't want to see it. But I wouldn't mind knowing about a few things that's going to happen to me in the future. And I'm sure you have thought about that as well. Perhaps it is the best thing that we don't have that option, but you can put your trust in the one who does. Learn, listen to the Lord, choose him. When you do, it will be much easier to make the right choices for your life. The next word is comfort. And this is coming from Isaiah 30th chapter, 19th verse. The Lord will hear your crying, and he will comfort you. When he hears you, he will help you. That's Isaiah 30 chapter, the 19th verse. The Christian life is difficult and emotional. It was for Jesus' disciple also. Jesus knew that his death would be the most emotional moment of their lives. So just before Jesus gave his life on the cross, he sat down with them, explained that he would be leaving, and promised that he would send another, a comforter, the Holy Spirit. He hears every cry, every emotional moment that you may have in life. Romans 15:4 says, whosoever things were written aforetime, that's it's one of those words, it means before time, were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scripture might have hope. God has given you another gift filled with his love and comfort, the Holy Scriptures. As you read about Noah, Abraham, Jacob, Joseph, Moses, Esther, Ruth, Job, David, Elijah, Mary, and Paul, you will see how God comforted them in their darkest hour. He will certainly do the same for you. Be encouraged as you read and place your hope in his goodness. He will comfort you, and he can sure do just that. The next word is commitment. That's coming from 1 Kings, the 8th chapter, the 61st verse. Your heart must be fully committed to the Lord, our God, to live by his decree and obey his commandment as at this time. Many of us have issues with commitment. We fear of failure because of them, to drift in and out of relationship, jobs, obligation without ever really settling anywhere. Committing your life first to God will help your commitment later to others. Give him your love, your life, your heart, and ask him to help you walk out your commitment one day at a time. Everything else will follow. Psalms 37:5 says, commit everything you do to the Lord. Some of us can't commit, while others overcommit. Even when your intentions are good, you might bring down your whole house of cards by trying to juggle too many things: family, social event, work, spiritual time. Soon you will find yourself with no personal time. Always make personal time for yourself, becoming more distressed by the moment and doing all these different things. Ask God to help you balance your commitment in a way that's healthy for you. Then you will be free to meet your commitment head on and accomplish them with excellence and divine order. You're still in the seas. Next word is compassion, coming from Psalms 86, chapter, the 15th verse. Yes, O Lord, are a compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness. God never asks you to do anything for anyone else that he has not already done for you. You are able to show compassion for others because he has shown compassion for you. When you were lost and lonely, he found you. When you were sick with sin, he forgave you. When your life was in shambles, he held you close and comforted you. When you longed for a fresh start, he opened the way before you. You give from what you have already received. I want to tell you a true story that happened on Saturday. My weekend was very busy. We had a widows and family picnic, but before Sunday, on Saturday morning, I'm in another ministry, and we had a breakfast for our patrons, people who support that ministry. And we also had entertainment as well. And one of a young lady, she looked like she was in her early 30s. She wanted to find ways to give back, to just giving back, and also she also works in the community as well. So we were giving out little prizes and giveaways, and when she came in, she had a gift that she wanted to give away to someone. And I am not sure, because I don't have a crystal ball, but I bet there were thoughts on her mind on how much she needed to give our ministry on one of those giveaways. Okay. Well, we used her gift as we were going to present someone who has supported us, helped us, volunteered and helped us with all the different things, and always been with us and with all of our events and throughout the years. But we didn't know what we were going to give them. We just had different giveaways. And she came in, so we decided to use her gift. And when she told us what she was giving, it was to our amazement, she had bought a $100 gas card, and that's what she wanted to give away to someone. But we wanted to use that for the lady who we had chosen that did a lot of volunteer work and other things and being supportive of all of our events. But let me tell you what God did, and you can see how God is in it. And then when I realized that I wanted to express something to her, okay, we had several giveaways, and we had numbers where anyone we called the number, if you had the number, you would win the gift. She won two gifts. She won a burger and fries from this restaurant. This is a famous restaurant in Atlanta called Ann's Snack. And they have monster burgers, but they're so well known throughout the years. A lot of stars have come to this restaurant. So she won a gift certificate for that. Also, she won a piece of jewelry, a necklace, which was beautiful. She won two gifts, okay? When it was time for me to present that person with that gift card, she was really surprised that she received it. She didn't know that we was going to do that to her. But what I wanted to point out to the young lady who gave, that when you give, God will give back to you. And it happens so quick. Sometimes it doesn't always happen as quickly. But I'm sure it answered her question if she had that within her, whether how much and what she should have done. God showed her by her giving, she received two gifts. She won twice. And that normally doesn't happen. But God was showing her that because she gave from her heart, He was letting her know that she did the right thing. So just knowing that when you bless someone else, God will bless you back. Let me go on. The next letter will be, it's still C's. We're still into the C's. And the next one, we are still on compassion. Didn't finish compassion. Never walk away from someone who deserves help. Your hands is God in God's hand for that person. So it's knowing that whenever you do something, you follow your mind and do something for someone else, you're doing what God wants you to do. That's coming from Proverbs, the 3rd chapter, the 28th verse. The Bible reminds us that we are good hands and feet. We carry His compassion to the world around. What a wonderful privilege and responsibility. God asks us to open your eyes to the people around you who need your merciful touch, His gentle encouragement, His tender intervention. You won't be able to meet all your needs you see, but if you are asking, He will show you where you can make a difference. And when you raise another head, you raise your own as well. The next word is confidence. That's coming from Isaiah 30, chapter 15, verse. In quietness and in confidence shall be your strength. Confidence is really not just a quiet assurance that you are enough of an employee to get the job done, enough of a wife, enough of a mother to take care of your family, enough of a woman of God to accomplish what He calls you to do. For some of us, that comes easy. For others, not so much. If your confidence is lagging, reach out to God for help. He will help you when you unveil your real you, the confidence, and ensure you. Such confidence as this is ours through Christ before God. Not that we are competent in ourselves to claim anything for ourselves, but our confidence comes from God. That's coming from 2 Corinthians 3rd chapter, 4 and 5. As a child of God, you should be confident about who you are, not pushy, not overbearing, a woman who knows she is the daughter of a great and mighty God. Draw your confidence from your relationship with your Heavenly Father. Then take life one challenge at a time. It isn't about being perfect. It is about being sure of whom you believe and whom you are in Him. You're still in the seas. The next word is contentment. Ecclesiastes 4 chapter, the 6th verse. I say it is better to be content with what you have. Otherwise, you will always be struggling for more, and that is like chasing the wind. When it comes to evaluating your life, God's skills weigh differently than yours. Seeing through your eyes the smallest thing that can bring you the deepest joy. When you embrace your life just as it, you can lay down the struggles for what might be as might have been. You can feel the blessing of contentment that this moment your life is perfect starting places in the next step, in the next step of the journey in your life. Philippians 4:11, I have learned to be content with whatever I have. Having what you want or wanting what you have, it's amazing what a difference the order of those simple words can make. What a gift it is to feel that sense of enough, to not to always be thinking more, to believe that God has given you what you really truly need. As you focus today on the pockets of your life that you won't have any other way, whisper a prayer of thanks. Take a breath and let this moment be full just as its own. The next word is courage, coming from Psalms 3:3. Lord, you are my shield, my wonderful God who gives me courage. That's Psalms 3:3. Lord, you are my shield, my wonderful God who trusts, who gives me courage. You never know what courage will pop up in your life because you never know what you will face that will require it. You can be sure, though, that God will give you courage when you need it. God is both your protector and your strength. So be confident that whatever you face, you do not face it alone. You have faith today and resources both from your own soul and spirit that dwells within. Yes, I want to tell a story about my sister Florence. I know you're on the air. That van that you had, yes, you had a lot of courage to keep driving that van, the waves keep stopping on you. But I got to give it to you. You had faith in God that God was going to continue to let you drive it. Even though it stopped sometimes, the traffic were coming, you had faith that nobody was going to hit you. So you had more faith than I would have because I wouldn't have driven that van that long. But may God be the glory. I think that you got it working again. But that's courage. In John 16:33, Jesus said, in the world you have tribulation, but take courage. I have overcome the world. While living in this world that you can touch and see, you must remember that you also had a part of a world that can be known only through faith. In the physical world around you, you face disappointment and struggle. Yes, be as a citizen of the kingdom of heaven. You are blessed with a greater power. Advocate for you. Jesus never claims you would be without struggle, but he always reminds his followers of the victory that is waiting. Oh, we have a few more minutes. we're going into the D's. I just finished the C's. This is probably going to be the first one in D, and I'm going to stop here. Daily walk. Colossians, the second chapter, 6 through the 7th verse. Just as you receive Christ Jesus as the Lord, continue to live in him, rooted and built in him, strengthened in the faith you as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. Colossians, second chapter, the 6th through the 7th verse. Even though you don't always see progress in your walk with God, you can be sure that your roots are going down deep. Beneath the will, the soil, God tends your faith. The longer you walk with him, the deeper his hold on you. You come to see him with nothing and simply surround to his love, that it is all it takes, just a willingness to keep walking with him and trusting that he will strengthen you, your roots beneath you. Ephesians 5:15. Be careful, then, how you live, not as unwise, but as wise. As you walk with the Lord each day, you will face many crossroads. God will open the way before you, but he will not mandate your step. He has given you a free will with which to choose your steps you have. I'm going to stop there for a second. You know many times that you make the wrong choices? This is what it's talking about here. God gives you a free will. He gives you a free will to make choices. But he gives you the insight, but sometimes we still make another choice than other what he has given us. So he's telling us right here, he will not mandate your steps. He will give you a free will with which to choose the steps you make. Helps you to choose wisely. The safest way to do that is to keep your hand in God's hand at all times. He will never let you wander off the path. Reach out to him and he will be there for you. I am going to stop right there because I do have a few announcements. We will continue with the letter D. Inspirational Refreshment for Women by Rebecca Curtington. So we will continue that next week in the D's. The announcement I want to make, if we only have a couple of minutes, we had a great time at the picnic on Sunday. We had a small group, but it was wonderful. The food was good and the fellowship was good. And the kids enjoyed the playground. And if whoever has Facebook, you can go to the Facebook page and see some of the pictures. I got some more to post. But we had a great time, and God blessed us and gave us divine order. I mean, we had a dark cloud over us, but it never rained. But I asked for a little bit of cloud because we didn't want the sun too hot on us, and he did just that. We had a wonderful time, so we give the glory to God for a wonderful event. And Sheila mentioned that we're going to have this is our first annual picnic, so I guess we'll have another one next year maybe. So we'll know, when we plan for our calendar in January, we'll talk about it and see if we're going to have another one next year. And this year a lot of people didn't show because a few of our widows had their husbands passed away during last week and this week, and their children took them out of town so they would not be at home. So that was a blessing for them. So they were definitely excused because of what their children was trying to do for them. And we must continue to pray for each other. There are several other widows that will has joined us and is a part of our ministry now. So I just want you to just keep them in your prayer. You don't have names, but just keep in your prayer that they will get through just like we have gotten through this far by faith. The month of July is sabbatical. It's sabbatical for my church, and it's going to be sabbatical for our ministry. We did this last year. Nothing, no meeting or nothing in the month of July. So enjoy your summer. We will not have another meeting until August, the third Saturday in August, and that's we're going to be talking about the final details about our cruise and also our 13th anniversary. That's amazing. That is 13 years this year. So that is all I have tonight. Be blessed. Tune in again and tell others to tune in. We need more, a larger audience. So be blessed and have a great week. And guess what? Have a great 4th of July, because we won't talk to you again until after the 4th of July. So be blessed, safe travel, and good night.
You can make it.
You can.